All right, we are back here at 7:45. We have Lisa Keene with Coffeyville Regional Medical Center. She's a Senior Director of Strategic Development and Philanthropy. How are you doing today, ma'am?
I am good.
Good to have you on. So what is going on in the world of Coffeyville Regional Medical Center? I know you have a golf classic coming up. Is that correct?
We do. The Bill Reed Golf Classic is coming up. It's our 28th year of doing this, and we are slated to have some beautiful weather Saturday to have a 9 o'clock start. We have 24 teams signed up, so that should be a really great day. One thing that we've added to that golf classic for people who don't golf, like myself, is a golf ball drop, and that's sponsored by Community State Bank, where we allow you to purchase your golf ball, and we put all the golf balls in a hopper, and we're going to drop those out of the Liebert Brothers electric bucket truck, and the one that goes in the hole or gets closest wins a $500 prize.
That's my kind of thing. That's great. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. So you don't have to have any skill whatsoever. Don't have to own clubs. Don't have to do any of that. Just join in on the fun by getting your golf balls. You can find more information about the golf ball drop on our website, which is crmcinc.org, and then go to the foundation page, and there's a whole page on Bill Reed golf stuff out there. You don't have to be present to win. We will do that at the conclusion of the golf tournament. So as soon as we get everything done, kind of while we're waiting to get the tallies all tallied up and figure out who won that, we will do the golf ball drop. It's a lot of fun.
Great. And they can double check all those deadlines to sign up on the website and everything.
Yes, absolutely. And we have an online portal, so you don't even have to come to the hospital. If you want to be part of the golf ball drop, you can go online and fill that all out and take care of it.
Good deal. Yeah, that's my kind of thing. I know. Mini golf, even, I'm just like, you know,
right.
But I like that. That's a good option to have for, you know, not everyone's a golfer.
Yeah. And for sure, it, is one of those things where you can support the foundation and it's kind of fun and you might win something in return.
Good deal.
So thanks to Community State Bank, our partner, in offering that. We couldn't do it without them.
Absolutely. And I guess October is going to be here before we know. I cannot believe it is the 26th of September. Four more days left, and then we'll be rolling right into October. And you said October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes. So, yes, October is coming at us like a freight train. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so in celebration of that, CRMC works really hard to try and just bring awareness to the fact that ladies need to get their mammogram done. We know women usually put themselves last, and they're the ones who usually will forego care to take care of the kiddos or take care of their parents or their spouse. So we really want to push that out in front and make sure you get your mammogram. So we are hosting Mammo Mondays from 4 to 7 every Monday in October, except for Halloween. We're going to take that night off.
Sure.
And
sure.
So you call Sammy at 252-1523 and you can schedule your mammogram. We'll have snacks and stuff to kind of make it a fun event. We schedule every 15 minutes, so we really can get quite a few people through there, bring extra staff on to get all of that done. If you don't have insurance or you aren't sure, you know, how to get a mammogram paid for, we do have some programs. One of them is called Early Detection Works, and it allows us to sign folks up for a mammogram to do that screening for them. You just need to talk to Sammy about the qualifications for that, but don't be scared to call and say, okay, I need a mammogram, but I'm not sure how this is going to all work, and see if she can help you navigate through that. You do have to be, for insurance purposes, if you have regular commercial insurance, you have to be 1 year past your previous mammo. So if you did it last September, then you're good. Give us a call and we can get you in October. I know myself, I used to hit for October's just because it was an awareness thing, and I got late 1 year. So now I'm in January, so I can't do it this October. But, you know, it's a great time of year to really focus on women's health and make sure that we're encouraging all of our wives, mamas, and daughters to get out there and get their mammogram done.
Yeah, take a little time for some self-care, you know, and,
yes,
and think about yourself for once.
That's right, because we need you around to caretake for those folks all the time. So take care of yourself, put yourself first, and it's short and sweet. These appointments will go fast, and we should be able to get quite a few ladies through. So just make a little time for yourself.
Good deal. How'd the mum sale go, by the way?
The mum sale went great. We sold over 1,200 mums. So that was a great thing. That family works really hard at that sale. They do all of the legwork. They haul mums from Bartlett. And the mum sale was a great thing for their scholarship. So I don't have a final tally yet, but they did a great job of getting those sold. And I think they amaze me every year in that they sell out every single plant. So that kudos to them. The best family works really hard at that.
That is really amazing. Anything else you'd like to share, Lisa, today?
I will mention that our auxiliary, which is our volunteer group, they are in the process of selling mascot nuts. So if you are a baker and you love to be picky about your pecans, these will be fresh picked Georgia pecans that will come to us 3 days after harvest.
Wow.
Super fresh. The Best family started out with this nut sale several years ago, and now it's moved to auxiliary, and auxiliary is taking care of this. So you can reach out to anybody in auxiliary. You can find an order form on the front desk there at the hospital, or you can definitely contact us. My email address is foundation@crmcinc.org, and you can reach out to me anytime, and I can help you with whatever you might need. But those pecans are kind of... they're very well known around the hospital, and if you've ever received them as a gift, you don't forget them because they're absolutely fabulous. But we are slated to be the third day after harvest, which is kind of amazing that
we
can get things.
It's amazing. I mean, yeah. You can barely mail a letter that fast, let alone get pecans all the way from Georgia.
Yeah, so hopefully we get things rolling with the nut sale, and that goes over well for auxiliary, and just... anything you want to know about the foundation and what we're doing, you can go to crmcinc.org/foundation. Might mention Samantha's number one more time. She's our radiology scheduler for Mammo Monday. So give her a call at 252-1523. She'd be happy to help you navigate that however she can.
All right. Lisa Keen, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Thank you.
All right. We'll return with more right after this. Your Fox Business Report starts now.